From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The Yurok Tribal Police Department, in coordination with the Yurok Tribe's Incident Command Team, delivering a cease and desist letter advising the owners of the Log Cabin Diner to immediately discontinue a dine-in service. The Log Cabin Diner is located at the Yurok Reservation and began operating a sit-down service on Saturday. On the same day, the Yurok Tribal Police Department informed the owners that the service was a violation of the reservation closure order and they must expediently eliminate the sit-down operation. The cease and desist letter included a description of the penalties for noncompliance. Well, County Public Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich and Sheriff Billy Hansel have done a video based on the decision by Governor Newsom paving the way for local jurisdictions to allow for certain businesses to partially reopen as soon as Friday. Mostly, these would be businesses that have been previously deemed non-essential, so long as they are able to follow certain safety guidelines, including curbside delivery to customers. Frankovich and Hansel say that they're waiting for more detailed information from the state. The Humboldt County Public Health Office, Office of the Governor, and the State Department of Public Health is recommending that health care systems resume deferred routine, elective, and preventive health care. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich saying, as we all know, good health is about more than just COVID-19 prevention. It's critically important to manage diabetes, hypertension, and a myriad of other concerns. If you have worrisome symptoms for health-related emergencies like heart attack or stroke, do not delay seeking care due to COVID-19 concerns. In line with local and state recommendations, routine care and screening procedures for chronic disease management and prevention were deferred. Most surgical procedures were delayed when the COVID-19 outbreak began. The City of Eureka will be performing sewer maintenance work. It's happening on Railroad Avenue between West Wabash Avenue and West Del Norte Street. It takes place today. The work requires traffic control with the full closure of Railroad Avenue. That's between West Wabash Avenue and West Del Norte Street. It will be performed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., weather permitting. Now, according to authorities, there will be a detour at that location. Drivers should expect some short delays as a result of that detour. Large trucks should be using West Wabash Avenue instead of West Del Norte Street to access Railroad Avenue. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.